how has COVID-19 affected your day-to-day project?
It almost killed me when I was in Bulgaria.
You were in Bulgaria?
Yeah, I was in Bulgaria. We went to, with the rec label, we went to Europe for a year. We did a European stint over there, yeah. So at the end of the European stint, I caught COVID. I swear it must have been COVID because, like, I had asthma, so catching the flu, asthma is already pretty bad. But then I felt like I was going to die. Like, my asthma was bad. I couldn't, like, have no ventilators or respirator things. So I was, like, really, like, clutching. But I think at that point, that's when the COVID-19 affected me. Yeah, no. But aside from that, the COVID-19 has been a blessing in disguise, actually.
Why?
It's the reason that we were able to safely come back from Europe, because Europe was a roller coaster with a good high, but a really bad low. The low point was when COVID was all happening and, like, having no money, getting evicted from this apartment, needing to get money to get back to Canada because there's a 48-hour warrant on our arrest. If we didn't get out of Constanza in Romania in 48 hours, there'd be a world arrest for me and my friends that went. So, like, all right, well, this is now, I guess, the Europe part of the story. This is when I took the rec label to Europe. We were, like, deciding on somewhere to go. We went to the UK, and me, I went to Paris to go see some family first to kind of do some R&D, research and development. And then there's the other homie who was back in Montreal, and we decided to meet up in Constanza because it was the cheapest place in terms of, like, livability in Europe. And that was the whole plan, was, like, to just live cheap and make art. Live in this villa, which we had when we first got there. Beautiful villa, fresh, like, seafood, lavish, right? So this first time really, like, experiencing, like, what it could be like. So I was like, oh, this is interesting. This is nice. But then not really having a plan, once again, this is nothing to stop. This was like not having a plan financially, like in terms of how to make money. Everything sort of got rocky. And we decided to try to throw a house party at the house. Because that's what we had come from with the record label. It was like doing successful, like, house parties and sell tickets and stuff to the events. We were really successful in, like, at doing that and sort of harboring the community and putting that together. But there's a lot of things that you realize that, first of all, that's illegal to be doing that, especially when dealing with minors. With music, you're always kind of 1 foot in music and 1 foot in kind of, like, the gray area, I like to call it. In the blink of an eye, you could be, like, hanging out with musicians. You could be hanging out with, like, gangsters, right? So, like, I kind of wanted to switch that whole perspective and stop dealing with those people and having those people so close. By the end of the year, we were too invested with those people and, like, had no money, and immigration came, and, like, it was bad news. Europe was just realizing that you got to do it the legit way.
I guess, what have you learned since then? Because you've had, like, a year to reflect and sort of change up the way you do things.
Well, I'm back spending a lot of time by myself again, but I guess that's the pandemic. But I feel like it would have happened regardless, because I kind of felt like I had post-traumatic stress disorder. Like, I never really dealt with it. Traumatic experiences, and there's many traumatic experiences I've dealt with, so it's been like a process to get to this point.
In terms of the healing that you've done this year, like, do you feel like that's manifesting in the art that you're creating?
I think I'm creating from a much better place than I used to. I feel like there's always been a passion in me, and now I'm kind of creating from, like, a more focused point of view versus a rebellious aspect. I've always created art because people always told me that I shouldn't. So I always kind of did it to be like, you know, I'm going to do this because you told me no, you know?
Yeah, you have a very rebellious spirit, I think, it's safe to say.
It's always been me. I don't like being told what to do, you know?
And I imagine, like, you've been through so much and you've learned so much as an artist and as a creator and, like, all of these other roles that you filled throughout your life. What advice would you have to young artists in the Valley who have the same kind of dreams that you had when you were growing up?
Well, the thing I try to do now is help the young emerging artists try to, I guess, get their vision out there. Because the one thing I realized, especially with music and the glitz and the glam, that sort of got me in, is the glitz and glam is important. You have to be presentable in a way in the music industry that people want to either talk about the thing that you made, or it's a moment of some kind, you know, because things are mostly fleeting online. So you have to present yourself top tier. So, like, doing things yourself and trying to be the Mad Hatter isn't really going to work. It's best to build a team and really know that, like, presentation is key. And then after, you can figure out, like, all the other stuff in terms of building your audience and then building, like, your network. But, like, just fake it till you make it, essentially. That's always what sort of got me, especially into a lot of the big rooms and situations, was, like, just go and do it. Create your own opportunities. don't let anybody tell you what you can or can't do, and just do it. Because, like, by me sort of living by that code, like, I've been able to create, like, everything that I want up to this point, and there's only more to come. But it's just, like, really believing in myself and being, like, it might not always be the right thing to tell everybody, like, no, I'm not listening to ideas, but sometimes just believing in yourself that much just puts you in a place where, like, even if you aim for the stars and you miss, you're lying amongst the moon, you know? So you'll aim so high that even when you land, it'll be less than what you thought, but it'll be higher than where you started. Like, you have to be your biggest believer. That's sort of what got everybody else around me to believe.
Prioritize yourself and, like, believe in yourself so hard that it becomes true.
Yeah, like, create your own luck. Like, I don't wait for nobody to do anything for me. I just, like, do it, you know? And then I'm grateful for people that do support me. Like, a lot of people might think that, like, I'm really arrogant, and I like to say that people don't like me, but it's just, like, I talk a lot, you know?
If you knew now what your life would have been like when you were studying engineering and decided to drop out, would you go through the process all over again?
Like, if you told me, like, my life up to this point, like, if somebody recited it to me and was like, this was going to happen to you, do you still want to do it? Honestly, no, I wouldn't have done it. Looking back now, as 17-year-old me at the school of BCIT, like, being so, like, glamorized by it, and then 29-year-old me coming back and being like, okay, this is what's going to happen, I would have looked at myself and been like, all right, I'm just going to stay in school. There's been so much traumatic things that have happened that kind of, like, have shaped the art. So, like, if I had told myself that at the time, I don't think I would have been down, you know? I'm happy for the journey, though. Now it's like I have to deal with it.
Really? I wasn't expecting that answer. Have you ever thought of going back to your former career or going back to school and picking up where you left off?
You know what? Funny enough, I think the universe in a way is pointing me in that direction, because I spent the last 2 weeks watching a bunch of lectures on physics and thermodynamics and, like, the power of, like, calculus and stuff. So I think I'm just naturally getting back into that because I like it. It's just an itch in me, I guess, that, like, is coming back now for some weird reason. Trust me, I was weirded out by it too. I was like, why am I watching this? Why do I like it? But, like, yeah, no, so it's slowly coming back. Like, definitely things that aren't artistic clearly have merit.
We've covered so much grounds already, but I want to give you some room to tell us anything that you feel like we didn't get to cover.
Always being ostracized. Always being on the other side, like, never being, like, accepted, really. Most situations that I've been in growing up was, like, starting at the bad school, but then going to the school with all the rich kids because, like, my attitude got me in trouble at the bad school. And, like, always being in these situations where I was, like, the outlier. So, like, I kind of, like, had to get the attitude of a dog. That's why the Doberman is my favorite animal, because, like, I always see myself as, like, a Doberman. It's, like, I can be silent, but then it's, like, when provoked, it's scary. So I've always taken on that sort of personality and, like, to bite back because, like, where I'm from, like, people can name calling you, you get beat up just, like, being called a certain name. And certain names get stuck with you forever. So, like, with me, it was always kind of like, I gotta, like, fight my way through it, you know? And I'm still fighting now. For all the creatives out there, there's gonna be a lot of moments where you want to stop doing things, you're gonna feel like things aren't going right. But you have to listen to your intuition and just believe everything is gonna be okay. Because at the end of the day, like, it's all about being happy and, like, finding your little sliver of peace. And so whatever it takes to get to that little sliver of peace, it's going to be hard, but whatever you can do to get there, just put that work in.
Finally, where can people learn more about you and what you do?
Instagram.com/xfsx. And yeah, that's the main thing.